hear it in the voices of the hurting. We sense it in the brokenness of the world around us. Lostness is a blindness to the promise and hope of the gospel that leads to eternal separation from the Father. The world's greatest problem is lostness, and it's growing every day. 8 billion people, living in 195 countries, speaking over 7,000 languages. Today, more than half have yet to hear the good news of the gospel. The vision God gives us in Revelation 7:9. A multitude from every nation, all tribes, peoples, and languages fuels our desire to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. But we must be willing to go further than we've ever gone before. To the very edges of lostness, where more than 3,000 people groups have no missionary presence and likely no access to the gospel. No one is engaging them. Together, we can change that. We know the love and hope and peace of the gospel. We know the way, the truth, and the life. We know the power of true redemption. We will not ignore lostness. We will not be silent. We will not stand still. From the Great Commission until the great multitude, we must unite in this great pursuit to reach every nation, no matter the cost.
history had a woman got pregnant without being with a man. Never before. And by the way, never happened since. Yet when Joseph hears all these things, instead of reacting in anger, he responds with love and compassion for Mary. That right there is a lesson for all of us. He seeks a way to sever this relationship, but he doesn't want to do it in such a way, he wants to do it in such a way where she doesn't suffer public humiliation. Because he cares for her. He is a compassionate man. Honey, you know what he could have done? He could have called it out, had her taken out of town, and stoned to death. The law afforded Joseph the opportunity to have Mary put to death. And at the very least, a public divorce would have left her destitute financially. And because of the baby, no man of that day would want to have anything to do with her. But Joseph just wanted to do what was right by Mary. Imagine how the Christmas story would have been different if Joseph wasn't a consecrated and compassionate man. How things would have turned out. How we respond to it or in a crisis reveals a lot about our character. of what God